Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the back roads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 45, The Shiny Little Tile. Who could walk away from the Alhambra in Granada, Spain, feeling anything but awe? This vacation palace of the last Iberian Islamic Caliphate was the apex, the crown jewel, of tin-glazed architectural tile decoration. All those shiny little Spanish tiles occupy a storied corner of pottery history. Interior and exterior glazed ceramics dominated Iberian architectural styles for centuries. One wonders why Iberians focused on tiles instead of stained glass and carved stonework, as in so much contemporaneous architecture elsewhere in Europe. Did Nazarid Moors and later Spaniards not have enough quality stone, glass, or qualified artisans? Or maybe they simply played to their ceramic strength when looking for visually stunning ways to compete with French and Italian stained glass Gothic wonders. In any case, the Iberian tile tradition traveled to the viceroyalty of New Spain, modern-day Mexico and Central America, during Spain's golden years. Tiles were initially imported as ship's ballast until a sufficiently capable tin-glazed industry was established in Puebla, near Mexico City, and on presidios across the viceroyalty. Particular attention was lavished on church buildings. As a result, Mexico boasts many unique Baroque tiled gems, including a convent's kitchen. As local lore has it, a bishop commissioned the decoration there to honor the kitchen nuns of Puebla's Santa Rosa Convent in recognition of their invention of a spicy new chocolate sauce called mole poblano. Then there's Puebla's Casa de Muñecos, or figurine house. A cursory description might not place this edifice on the short list of Mexican Baroque tiled gems. It wasn't even a church building. It was built in 1792 as the home of Agustín de Ovando y Villavicencio, a local grandee. One curious feature made the casa stand out, though: its height. In a move intended to make a not-so-subtle point, the casa was taller than the nearby alcaldía, or local municipal building. This situation was either the cause or the result of a spat between Ovando and his former cohorts on the local governing council. A series of large tiled images along the length of the casa's facade didn't help matters. Each image depicted a grotesquely distorted human figure, thus the building's name. Legend has it, these figures were intentionally designed to represent Ovando's impression of each individual member of the town council. Remember, the facade faced the alcaldía, for all to see, forever. Ouch! Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember that piercing observation by Johann Wolfgang von Goethe: an intelligent man finds almost everything ridiculous. An intelligent person finds almost everything ridiculous.